The stock market slipped back a bit this morning after a big rally yesterday. It was one of the best days for the market since last fall. NPR's Jim Zaroli is in New York. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Was this rally as strong as it appeared?
Yeah, this is the kind of rally we used to see back in the good old days and hardly ever see now. A lot of technology stocks had good days. Intel was up 10%. Sun Microsystems up 12%. So, but if you went outside technology stocks, General Electric up 7%. So very, very good day on the whole.
Was there any one event that touched off the rebound?
Yeah, there was. Cisco Systems, which is a company that makes the equipment that powers the internet, so it's a kind of a bellwether for the tech economy anyway, came out with a better-than-expected report about earnings on Tuesday. The weird thing was it wasn't actually that strong a report. The company's chairman said, you know, tech spending, it looks like it's improving. It's too early to call it for a turnaround, but the market's been down so much lately that people sort of jumped on this. And Cisco went up 25% yesterday. A lot of other tech stocks rose too.
What was causing stocks to fall so much?
Well, I think earlier this year, everyone was thinking the recession was over, good times are back, it's time to jump back into stocks. I think now people have been hit with a little bout of realism. Some big companies have come out and said, you know, our profits were just about where we thought they'd be in January, but we're not so sure about what's going to be happening in July. So a lot of people got very scared. There's also been some good news. The government said this week that productivity numbers have been very high, which means interest rates can remain where they are, which is low. But that didn't really seem to make that much of an impression on investors, at least until yesterday.
Was yesterday's rally temporary, or is this the start of something that could last longer?
Well, if you talk to people on Wall Street, there is a great deal of skepticism about what happened yesterday. They say this is simply a snapback. The market was recouping a lot of the losses it's had lately. For one thing, a lot of what happened yesterday seems to have been due to technical factors. There were a lot of short sellers out who were buying stock, and that pushes prices up. But even more than that, you know, I think there's just this real palpable sense of fear and nervousness about where the economy is going right now and when it's going to recover, more importantly. And one partly positive report from one technology company isn't really going to change that overnight. So the question is whether the market will be able to sustain this in this rally in the weeks to come. It does suggest that, you know, people are sort of on the edge of their seats waiting for things to get better, which is something that often happens at the end of a recession.
Maybe they need some more earnings statements.
Yes, and we've had most of the earnings statements so far, but there are a few more that are going to come out.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.